It's early, the sun tangled in the alder trees, when we set off on foot down a narrow logging road. Soon, Heidi Kretzer with the Wildlife Conservation Society finds the first evidence that we're not alone.
These are moose tracks.
New York's moose population has surged in recent years to more than 500 animals. Researchers have been tracking moose using airplanes and radio collars. But today we're tagging along behind a dog, a cheerful black lab mix named Wicket. Wicket flashes back and forth across the trail, sniffing eagerly, searching for just the right smell. She wears a bright red vest to make her easier to follow, and that tinkling bell is designed to keep her from actually meeting a moose head-on. Her owner and handler, Amy Hertz, says using dogs to find biological samples, everything from plants to rare birds, isn't new.
You know, I think if you talk to a lot of biologists that have been out in the fields for decades, oh yeah, my dog figured out that we were looking for whatever, and they started, you know, honing in on it and helping out. So I really think dogs have been biologist partners for a long time.
Hertz organization, Working Dogs for Conservation, based in Montana, took the idea one step further, training dogs in much the same way that police train canine units. Wicket knows how to find six different kinds of scat, including mountain lion, grizzly bear, and now moose.
She is an air scent dog, which means there's no tracking involved, so her nose is into the ground. She's not trying to pick up a moose track. She's just sniffing the air for a whiff of scat.
Heidi Kretzer with the Wildlife Conservation Society says moose droppings can tell a lot about why these Clydesdale-sized animals are returning to New York, what they're eating, and how their outsized diets could reshape this forest's mix of trees and undergrowth.
By understanding the diet, we'll get a better sense of what habitats they might impact long-term, since they eat 40 pounds of vegetation a day.
Wicket leads the team on a long ramble through the radiant lime-green forest, down along a burbling creek. We see moose sign everywhere, mule-sized tracks, maple trees stripped of bark, and then Wicket snuffs out her first pile of droppings. More moose poop means better data, so the pellets are tucked away in a plastic bag for the trip back to the lab. For Wicket, the reward is a few minutes of play. She jumps around, gnawing on a squishy rubber ball.
Good work.
Then the team is off again, with Wicket snuffling happily through the trees. Biologists hope to use the same method to study other wildlife, from grizzlies to mountain lions. For the Environment Report, I'm Brian Mann.